Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Lord Onyx, and all the hosts 7 nights a week for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sacred Divergence Radio, with your hostess Reverend Elizabeth on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Listen in every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern and join us in the chat room as we discuss music, magic, spirituality, and more.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is Reverend Elizabeth Hamilton coming to you from beautiful Pennsylvania. And tonight, I'm going to be talking about a lot of random stuff because I'm really tired, my back is killing me, and, we have Astrophobe in the chat room. Hello, my dear Astrophobe. And my medication has worn off for the night, so that is what we're going to be doing. We're going to be talking about lots of random stuff, like what kind of TV I'm watching, like what I've been doing at work, like what you should bring to the Parliament of World Religions coming up in October. Oh my God. It is less than 3 months away. It's been 2 months away, actually, because it's now the 16th, and it'll be taking place in October, which is in 2 months. Oh my God, 2 months away. Parliament. Ah, Parliament. Let me just give Lori the call-in number here. And if anybody else would like to call in chat, the call-in number is 646-564-9714. And you can call in if you want and just press the 1 button so I know that you're there. Okay, so the latest TV that I've been watching is this really awesome show called Farscape. And I think I'm on the 4th or 5th episode. And it's kind of cool so far. I'm kind of digging it. I've never seen it before. Astrophobe says that he's being converted to a UFO believer, whatever that means. I guess he believes in UFOs now. I don't know. Let's see, what else, let me recap my first week at work for you guys. I started my job on Tuesday, and it went really well. I worked on the line, making burritos and burrito bowls and tacos and quesadillas and all that kind of good stuff. And, then on Thursday, I think it was Thursday, no, Friday, I'm sorry, I head off on Thursday. On Friday, I was scheduled to work 12 hours, but they asked the person to stay late, and I volunteered because I wanted the money, and I ended up working almost 14 hours. I'm kind of regretting this decision for one reason. My back is absolutely killing me. I have been popping Advil like it's candy every 6 hours, like clockwork, for the last, 2 days. And, yeah, let's just say that my back is not happy with me for standing on this, my feet for 14 hours. 13 and a half, because I did take a break, of course. Let's see. I learned how to make chips. They make cilantro salt chips there, and they're really good. I got to taste them, and I got to learn how to roll burritos, which was really fun, and really easy, actually, once you get the hang of it. You'd never think that you can fit all those toppings inside of a burrito, but you can. I've done it. Or almost all the toppings. I've done it. My goodness, it was, let's see, the craziest order I've had so far was this guy that came in yesterday and ordered 7 burritos. All of them to go, of course. And he wanted them all made the same way, which is the only saving grace for this customer. No complaints about him. He was a really nice guy, but oh my god, 7 burritos. That's so expensive. I mean, a burrito is like $7. 7, 14, 21, 28, 35, 14, 49. He spent $50 on burritos. Why didn't he just order catering if he wanted that? I don't know. People are crazy. We do catering too, obviously. Or apparently, for those of you who didn't know. And that was... excuse me, I am terribly tired. I was going to say, and that was news to me when I was hired. Oh, gosh, I can't wait for this hour to be over because after it is, I am going to bed. I need to wake up at 5 in the morning, and I have absolutely zero energy left over. I just hope that I could fall asleep because lately I have been having terrible insomnia, which has kept me up browsing Facebook or something like that until like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. And when you have to wake up at 5 in the morning, it's not nice. So yeah, hope that I can get to sleep tonight. That's all I'm praying for. Pray to get sleep tonight. Astrophobe says they're $3 in New Hampshire. I don't believe that. I think they have standard prices across the board. But if it is $3 in New Hampshire, I'll have to come visit and eat one. Because they're delicious. I love Chipotle. Oh yeah, for those of you who didn't know, I got hired at Chipotle. And that's what I've been talking about, my new job. So yeah. So yeah, okay, 8 minutes into our show. Let's play some music, why not? Star of the Barn, the Pipes of Fan, coming right at ya here on Sacred Divergence Radio.
Thank you. life I have seen many offerings to the gods and all the wonder that they hold. But how many people really can hear the pipes of Pan as they sound across our sacred land of old? Can you hear the pipes of Pan on the warm summer breeze? If you can you feel him deep within you as he penetrates the land? May he blossom to the bee, the nectar of love is on her skin. Heat returns as passions rise and Beltane's dance begins once again. All of my life I have seen many offerings to the gods and all the wonder that they hold. But how many people really can hear the pipes of Pan as they sound across our sacred land? Oh, all of my life I have seen many offerings to the gods and all the wonder that they hold. But how many people really can hear the pipes of Pan as they sound across our sacred land?
And that was Pipes of Pan by Darb Bard. And I am making coffee. Yay, coffee. I like coffee. I hope you like coffee too. If you don't, that's okay. There's always tea, which is equally good in my opinion. And of course, these days, I'm drinking decaf coffee because I have ADHD. And I'm on meds for it, which are a stimulant. And if I have two stimulants in my system, I will be bouncing off the walls like any regular person who drinks cups of coffee. So, what else shall we talk about tonight, Astrophobe? Give me some ideas. And we'll see what you come up with, if I want to or not. I have this really weird thing on my boyfriend's desk. It's these metal balls, and they're magnetic, and they make a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, a hexagon, and you can peel them off in, like, layers, and it's a lot of fun to play with. I just kind of sit here and unwind it really quick. But it's kind of hard to put back together if you get it apart by accident. Just like I did, I just pulled it apart and it came apart. So, you have to maneuver it back into place. There we go. But it's fun to play with. It's just something that I like to do. I also like to color. Oh, that reminds me. No, Astrophobe, aliens and UFOs really aren't my cup of tea, just because we don't know if there are any aliens out there or not. I mean, the probability is really high considering how big the universe is, but I don't know if they're, like, intelligent or if they're just microbes. So, yeah, give me the documentation that says the French and Mexican government have openly stated that they have seen them. And it can probably be explained away by a satellite or a weather balloon. And just because an unidentified flying object doesn't mean that it's alien, it just means that it hasn't been identified yet. And if it has been identified, then it's not an unidentified flying object anymore. It's not a UFO anymore. So that's my take on the subject. What else? Oh, yeah. Reverend Don Lewis is now putting out a vlog, a daily, not a vlog, he puts out a vlog like every day, every weekday, a coloring page. For those of you out there who like to color as either meditation or a hobby, or just something fun to do on the weekends, Lord Don is putting out a coloring page, and you can go to his Facebook page to find it, Rev Don Lewis. So yeah, he's put out two so far. He just started this week. I really like the ones that he's put out so far. He put out one with, let me see what it looks like. It's a lady holding an apple with a moon, a crescent moon behind her head, and like kind of like a halo around her head. It's like a full moon with a crescent moon inside of it, which is really neat. And the second one, it looks like the alchemists are hard at work in this photo. They have a bubbling cauldron, and they are splashing two different liquids into it from containers. So yeah, that's pretty neat. And I can't wait to see what else he has, because Lord Don, for those of you who don't know, is a really talented artist. He makes really amazing artwork, and I highly recommend it for anyone. Excuse me, I'm yawning so much tonight. I apologize ahead of time for anyone who likes art. Let me get you the link to his Facebook page, facebook.com/RevDonLewis. I guess I can go over my packing list that I have for the Parliament of World Religions. The first item on there is like the most important item, because we're going to be doing ritual and we got to have this. It's robes, and which includes cords and soul, which are the second and third items. So I have a hanger, and what I do is, when I'm wearing my full regalia, which is robes, my black hood, my stole, and my cord, and my red tabard, and my white tabard, is I take them off and put them on the hanger in reverse order. So the first thing on my hanger is, of course, my hood, because that's the last thing that goes on. And over the hood goes the robes. The cords, because that's the second to last thing we go on. And then the white tabard, and then the red tabard. The stole, the white tabard, and the red tabard. And then, of course, my robe, which goes on first, so that I can just, It creates like this neat little package, so I can just fold it up nice and neat and put it in my bag. And I don't have to worry about cords getting tangled. I don't have to worry about my hood going missing, because it's all under my robe, which is on the very outside. That's how I do it. Your mileage may vary. Oh, and I also put my headdress in with my stole and my cord. So that's in the package too. Let's see. Next on the list is business cards. I still need to get mine made, and I'm up for suggestions on a good website to get like style, like with maybe some paisley going on there, or really colorful kind. I want a colorful business card. I'm tired of these bland business cards that are like plain and mainstream and all this. I want something cool. So yeah, we're gonna see. I might try a new company called Got Prints, which is offering 500 business cards for $8.50 for a 2-inch by 3.5-inch 14-point gloss cover plus UV full color front 4/0 instant online proof. I'm going to go to the equipment designer here and see what we got. All right, I don't like these already. They don't really have... Ooh, I like these. They're all kinds of nifty stripes and circles. Kind of like what I was imagining from my business card, but not quite. A few of them are a little too busy for my taste. But they are full-color backgrounds, and it is only $8.50. I think I can afford that. That's like a burrito with guacamole at Chipotle. Of course, I get my employee meal for free, and I get anything else for half price. I don't really have to worry about the cost of the burrito, but, yeah, there is some potential here. I can see myself browsing through this for a couple of hours, and of course, there's, like, lots and lots and lots. They have way more, it looks like, than, Vistaprint. Ooh, those are ugly. I just went to solid color backgrounds. Don't do that. That's like a wall of color, ew. Plain color, ew. I don't like these. Got cut. Nope. Let's see what they have under magic. Nope, don't like it. It stays magic. What is... A little impact, I wonder. I don't like these. Nope, not my taste. And how about immature? Ooh, I kind of like this wavy line one in purple. And there is, let's see. Ooh, there's this one that has kind of a sort of a half a moon on it, but it also has an arrow on it, which is just weird. I don't want an arrow on my business card. You know, I think we need more stuff geared towards pagans. And this is because, you know, when it comes to this kind of stuff, we don't have enough. You know, I would love to have support a pagan who wants to print me some awesome business cards with, like, the triple moon on it, for example, or, you know, the god symbol, or with maybe the four corner symbols in the background on each corner. You know, just something cool and something edgy and something hip. You know, none of this plain Jane type stuff. This is all plain Jane to me. That's what this says to me. It's plain Jane. And I mean, these are really cool, and I'm glad that it's there, and that, you know, that we have it to use and whatever. But, yeah, like steampunk or Art Nouveau or Art Deco. Yeah, that's what we need more of. I agree, Apropos. So anyway, I'm just browsing here. And I really like a couple of what I see, but nothing saying, ooh, pick me, quite yet. So I'm going to keep looking. And I'm going to bring you guys along for the ride because I'm really tired tonight and my back is hurting. And yeah, Lori is going to call in. She said that she was driving home. And I hope she makes it home safe. Ooh, there's one with potential. There's another one with potential, but it's orange. I don't know if I want an orange business card. It certainly is colorful. Ooh, that one's pretty. I think I found it, guys. Ooh, this one or this one? Go with this one. It's green. And it's really pretty. I can't really describe it. I'll have to upload a picture of it for you guys when I get them. Here, it's asking me, like, company name, which, of course, is Carolian Native and Tradition. It's asking me for my name, and there's, like, all kinds of different options that I can pick from. As far as fonts and font size, thing that I don't like about this is that you have to click update for each one. Like, if you want to update it, then you have to click it each time, which is annoying. Ooh, I like that one. We're going to use that one. Color. So that it kind of pops. I wish it had, like, a centering option. That would be nice. Let's go to the Advanced Designer. See what it has to offer. Ooh, it probably has more fonts. Which would be nice. Okay, I'm not liking this already. Ooh, maybe I do like this. Hold on a second. There we go. Yeah, all right, I do like this. All right. So let me go back to the regular designer if I can. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go back to the regular designer and then put in all the information in this. And then I will go to the advanced designer and play with it. This is going to be a lot of fun. I'm so excited I'm making my business cards. No, Afterphobe says that I should pick Wonder Woman. I do not want any characters of that sort on my business cards. Thank you very much. So I'm just filling in all of my information here. And playing around with this a little bit here. Phone number. right. I'm getting this worked out, guys. You're going to be so happy with me when you see this card. It's going to be so amazing. I'm so happy. This is going to be great. So let's see here. Gotta go. Here. Update. And we're going to go Amazon update. I am liking this a lot. And these are going to be banging cards, man. I'm telling you. When I'm all done, these are going to be snappy. Let's see if Patrick Grove has anything to say in the chat room. Oh, hi, Glacius. Nice to see you. We are just talking about random stuff, and I was going over my Parliament packing list, and then I got distracted, and now I'm making business cards. So we're going to go to the advanced designer now and design it some more. And this is a lot of fun. This is something that I like to do in my spare time. And I found this one I don't know what that means. How do I do that? There it is. Okay. Sorry, I'm being kind of quiet. Let's play some more music. How about that? Oh. No, Glacius. I just started my new job, so I have not had time to read over your emails. I'm sorry, and it doesn't look like I'm going to have time to do it this week either. But I promise I will someday. Do not wait on me if you're waiting on me to send the truck to your mentor. Do not wait on me because you will be waiting a long time. I am dead tired when I get home, and I have no brain, none whatsoever when I get home, so thank you for your patience and your understanding. Let's play some music. I think I want to play some music here, and I know just a song. I'm scrolling to it. New Age Pagan Rag by Murphy's Midnight Rounders. We'll be back in about 4 minutes. Thank you for listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Here we go.
The moon is full, the stars are out, the astrology is right, and everything about me says it's magic time tonight. I'm gonna fill with power when the moon is at its height. Put on my fancy necklace and tie my cords real tight. Put on my priestess robe and wave my knife around in drag. And dance around in circle to the new age pagan rag.
Went camping at a festival last year in late July. They had t-shirts there for sale, so expensive I could cry. My kilt was full of sweat because the temperature was high. But I wore that t-shirt proudly, I'm a pagan kind of guy. Now I don't mean to complain, and I don't mean to nag, but after 6 full washes, all I got is a new age pagan rag.
New age pagan rag. New age pagan rag. Get up and move, get in the groove. It's a new age pagan rag. It's the latest old philosophy. It's the latest ancient bag. It's the new age pagan rag. New age pagan rag.
The city that I live in has a paper
protect the power of dust. The gossip that I've written there starts every tongue to wag. But I know it's true, cause I read it in the New Age Pagan Rag.
New Age Pagan Rag. New Age Pagan Rag. Get up and move, get in the groove. It's the New Age Pagan Rag. It's the latest old philosophy. It's the latest ancient bag. It's the New Age Pagan Rag. New Age Pagan Rag.
My priestess is a hot one. She goes skyclad, don't you know? She's as real as it gets. She don't do nothing just for show. She calls the God down into me, calls quarters like a pro. She owns every book by Buckland, Janet Fair and Gavin Bone. She's third degree eclectic. I don't mean to brag, but every month or so she's on the New Age Pagan Rag.
New Age Pagan Rag. New Age Pagan Rag. Get up and move, get in the groove. It's the New Age Pagan Rag. It's the latest old philosophy. It's the latest ancient bag. It's the New Age Pagan Rag. New Age Pagan Rag. New Age Pagan Rag. New Age Pagan Rag. Get up and move, get in the groove. It's a New Age Pagan Rag. It's the latest old philosophy. It's the latest ancient bag. It's the New Age Pagan Rag. New Age Pagan Rag. New Age Pagan Rag.
Maiden warrior, mother crone, maiden warrior, mother crone, maiden warrior, mother crone, maiden warrior, mother crone,
goddess of life and love, wisdom and strength, goddess of sky and the earth.
About 10 minutes left, about 15 minutes left, to be honest with you. And I just wanted to comment on the use and abuse of magic really quick here. You know, I've been thinking about this a lot, and I've seen so many people out there who just think that magic is the be-all, end-all, and that they don't have to put work and effort into making it work. And this is a fallacy. Magic doesn't work like you snap your fingers or you wiggle your nose or you wiggle your ears or you do... Something does happen. It's that you put your will into the universe. But then something else has to happen, and that's that you continually put your effort behind that will. Because without action on your part, there can be no reaction from the universe to bring about what you want. And so that's my little words of wisdom tidbit for the day. I am almost done with my design, and I will upload it to Sacred Divergence Radio for like a poll kind of thing so we can vote on which one we like better. And ultimately, I think I'm going to pick this one that I'm working on right now. But we'll see what the general populace has to say. Because I really should have had these ordered like a long time ago, but I've been broke. I've been living on $275 every 2 weeks. What can I say? So let's see. Control, print screen, and let's open Paint. And paste, and then cut out all the nonsense a little, but it's not so big. Ah, what happened? Oh no, it did something weird. Oh, I know what I did. I did that. So. I know what I did wrong. Okay. What is happening to this? It's not doing what I want it to do. Oh my god, I hate Windows service announcements. If you have Windows 10, get rid of it. It's not worth it. Oh my god. There we go. I couldn't figure out how to freaking get it not to select the image. Okay, and just for reference, this is not going to have the obnoxious guidelines that they have. Hold on, let me get a better picture here. Control, print screen, and paste the document here. Going to have this obnoxious guidelines. They're blue and yellow, or blue and red, rather. And they're just so that I can see the working space that I'm in. I appreciate the obnoxious guidelines, but they're not going to show up, don't worry. Okay, so I'm just going to name them 1 and 2 and upload them. So I'm going to have 3 versions of this start. Okay, so this one's going to be called 2. It's really easy. Control screen. Come on, open a new document. Thank you. There we go. All right, I'm getting the hang of this here. And we're almost done with the show. Yay. Hope you've had fun making business cards with me today. And, of course, I'm using .sprint.net to do this. Their advanced designer. So, I'm ready for the second one. And two. And the third one. I will name three, of course, because that just makes good sense. Here, and then we can get back to talking some more for 7 minutes. Thank you all for your patience tonight. I'm really worn out. I'm going to get so much good sleep tonight. It's not even funny. Not even funny. I don't even think I'm going to have ice cream tonight, which is rare for me because ice cream is like my sweet treat of the day. Astrophobe, you've never heard me drunk. I have never spoken to you when I'm drunk. Astrophobe in the chat room goes, it's a lot like listening to Liz drunk. You don't know what I sound like drunk. Okay, so quickly back to the packing list for the Parliament of World Religions. Business cards and the business card case if you have one. Keep this in your purse if you're bringing a purse, if you're a woman. And keep extra business cards in your suitcase so you can restock when you run out. You will need dress t-shirts for at least 1 week. We want to look professional. You need some nice jeans. I'm bringing 3 pairs because these can be reworn quite easily if you don't spill anything on them. At least 1 pair of dress pants and dress shoes or sandals to go with the dress pants. And any other clothes you think you want to wear, including outerwear, such as a wrap for women. I am bringing a wrap because I like how they look. And they will keep me slightly warmer, but not as warm as a sweater. You will need underwear for a week, socks for a week, a comfortable bra or two for women, of course, a good book to read on the plane, tentatively, a tablet computer to use on the plane. Don't forget to download your e-books ahead of time. And bring the tablet charger, too. Don't forget your phone charger. And you might want a nice sweater for the plane because the plane might be chilly. Don't forget to take the sweater out of the bag if you're checking your luggage. And you may also wish to bring a mini altar to set up in your hotel room. Just remember, you cannot bring matches and or lighters on the plane with you in your carry-on bag. So your best bet is to probably leave the incense and or sage at home unless you want to get a book of matches in Utah or check your luggage. But checking luggage is expensive. It's like $25 or $50 a bag, depending on how many bags you have or whatever. It's crazy. I will not check the bag. And last but not least is your toiletry bag. You'll want at least the following: toothbrush, toothpaste must be 3 ounces or less. Mouthwash must be 3 ounces or less. Shampoo in a 3 ounce or less container. Conditioner in a 3 ounce or less container. Deodorant antiperspirant, 3 ounces or less if it is not a solid. Moisturizer, 3 ounces or less, and or facial cleansing cloths or whatever morning nighttime routine stuff you need. Just remember the 3 ounce sport size bag rule, which I will go over in detail in a moment. You will want bar soap in a Ziploc bag so that when you put your soap away, it doesn't get everything else all icky because it's still wet. Or your favorite liquid shower gel in a 3 ounce or less container. You will want to bring also a hairbrush and or comb and hair ties, clips, etc. in a Ziploc bag, and you will also want to bring a washcloth. So, the 3-ounce container rule is as follows. You want to put your shampoo, conditioner, shower gel, toothpaste, mouthwash, and moisturizer in a Ziploc port-size bag and keep this separate as per flight regulation rules. You will need to remove bag from your bag. So I put it in last. That's like the very last thing it goes in. So all I have to do is unzip the bag, put it in the little bin, and send it through the machine. And then on the other side, I can put it back in my bag and zip it back up. This is a silly rule that the TSA has. You can only bring so much liquid onto an aircraft, blah, 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 blah. It's really annoying. So, again, all liquids and gels must be in a 3-ounce or less container, and all these 3-ounce or less containers must fit in a quart-sized Ziploc bag to comply with TSA flight regulation rules. Each passenger may have only one quart-sized bag to carry on luggage, and that's expensive, as we've already said. So, there is my packing list, my ultimate Parliament packing list. Anglesias says I am way too specific on the requirements. But Glacius, some people cannot afford to rent a car for a week or take their own car for a week to drive all the way across the country. It would take like 2.5 days to get there. 2.5 days to get back, plus the Parliament is like a week long. So that would mean 10 days off of work and 4 days of driving. No thanks. Oh, he meant the airport is too specific on the requirements. Yeah, tell me about it. It's crazy, man. I don't like it. I wish they would ease up already. It's been, what, 10 years since 9/11? It's time to start recovering from it instead of being all, like, paranoid and shit about it. Yeah, and no gas money either. Yeah, the Parliament of World Religions, Glacius, you haven't heard me talk about this? Oh my god, it's only the largest gathering of religious people in the entire world. You need to check it out. Go to Google, type in Parliament of World Religions, and it will come up, and you can look at it and stuff. I am way too tired. And shortly, I'm going to turn into a pumpkin, which means that I'm going to be setting off here very shortly, like right about now. So, you can find me at LizHamilton88@gmail.com or on Facebook as Liz Hamilton. Liz.Hamilton88 after the slash. And you can also follow Sacred Divergence Radio on Twitter at SDivergence. You can give us a like and become one of the 167 likes on Facebook at facebook.com/SacredDivergenceRadio. And you can always listen to us again in the archives if you so desire. You can download us for free on iTunes and subscribe to our channel so that you can get each show as soon as it's done. And that's all for tonight, guys. Thank you so much to Astrophobe and Glacius for keeping me entertained and alert in the chat room. It's been great, and I will see you next week right here on Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Trying to find my outro. There we go. All right, guys, I'm going to bed. Good night, good world.
Thank you for listening to Sacred Divergence Radio with your hostess, Reverend Elizabeth and friends on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. have a topic for us to discuss on air, connect with Reverend Elizabeth at sacreddivergenceradio@gmail.com and on Twitter at SDivergence with hashtag TopicHat. See you next week at 10 p.m. Eastern here on Sacred Divergence Radio and the Spiritual Unity Radio Network.